Welcome to The Hot Slice. I'm creative director Josh Cowan. Along with me, executive editor Denise Greer and editor-in-chief of Pizza Today, Jeremy White. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hey, everyone.
So for the next several episodes, we, of course, are from the show floor at Pizza Expo doing interviews with operators. So this is your intro into our continuation of interviews with pizzeria operators at Pizza Expo.
Enjoy, everyone.
Hi, I'm Genevieve Ruby, a fifth-generation dairy farmer here in Humboldt County, California. Did you know that 99% of California's dairy farms are family-owned? And we're proud to sustainably produce the milk that goes into quality cheeses you use to create your delicious pizzas. Thanks for helping make California not only America's number one dairy state, but the leading producer of mozzarella too. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
Performance Food Service is proud to deliver high-quality products, innovative technology, and custom operational solutions to restaurants of all sizes across the country. The flagship division of Performance Food Group, with deep roots in the restaurant industry, Performance Food Service has been the exclusive distributor of the Roma family of brands for more than 65 years. This signature relationship has allowed Performance Food Service to become a leader in the pizza and Italian segment of food service nationwide.
Hello, my name is Gina Wolf. This is my wife, Betsy Wolf. We're from Princeton, Iowa, and we have a mobile food unit called Wolf It Down Pizza.
Wolf It Down Pizza. That is a great name. How did you come up with that name for the business?
Our last name is Wolf, and I've always wanted something Wolf It Down. I thought it was going to be Wolf It Down subs, Wolf It Down deli, Wolf It Down beer, Wolf It Down potato salad, anything, but yeah. Wolf It Down Pizza it became.
So when did you start the business, and kind of how did it get off the ground?
I'll let Betsy go with that.
All right. We started in our backyard kitchen, 2017, making pizzas for everyone in the neighborhood. Every charity, every golf cart poker run, we made pizzas for them. And when she got ready to retire, which is in 2 weeks, we decided we can do our mobile business.
Okay. Yep. All right. Now, what kind of clientele do you currently serve with your mobile? Who are you wanting to serve? Because you guys aren't off the ground just yet. You're getting ready to open.
Right. Right. So our first event is going to be May 18th at a brewery, Adventurous Brewing in Bettendorf, Iowa.
Okay.
So that's kind of a lot of our events. We actually last night looked at our calendar. We were booked all the way through the end of October.
Wow, on a new business.
On a brand new business. Yeah, on a brand new business.
How did you get the word out?
We have a great publicist, and she's a local artist, and she works with Mike and Robbie Wolf, who are of American Pickers fame. So this woman is a pro, Lindsay O'Brien. I'll give her a little plug there.
Lindsay O'Brien.
And she started hitting Facebook and socials with a post every day.
Okay. Really just word of mouth.
And it just went crazy from there.
Oh, that is amazing. So what are you hoping to do with the business? How are you hoping to grow it? When because after its first launch, then it's going to be just craziness of busy. So how are you looking to grow?
Well, we are seasonal at first. My wife would have us franchised by the end of the year, but we're going to be seasonal 6 months, and then we're going to assess everything and see what we're going to do.
Okay. And what brought you to Pizza Expo? What are you wanting to do here?
So here at Pizza Expo, we just kind of wanted to see all of the different doughs. We want to kind of see what our point of view is with our crust and our sauce and cheese, and just kind of go from there.
Okay.
We're looking for some creative pizzas, kind of bring little taste to the Quad Cities, get outside of the normal sausage pepperoni, and get a little pineapple and a little honey drizzle and fig and fun stuff like that.
So you're getting a lot of inspiration. You've been up to the seminars. Have you Yeah. You've been learning about different things on your
taste and flavor. We have been looking at a lot of different flavors just to kind of dress that canvas, if you will.
I love it. All right. So last question. You know, what is going to be the measure that you use to see how successful you are once you're open? Like being a seasonal business, what are you hoping? Where are you hoping to be?
Go ahead. I think that just our people coming back, maybe our followers.
And how often we sell out.
Yeah, there you go. How often we sell out. But mainly the followers and just like the word of mouth and see kind of all of the chatter about Wolf It Down Pizza, which we've already seen. And a lot of the people haven't even tasted the pizza. But the wood fire is really the attraction that we kind of want to bring to our pizza. You know, to
our pizza making,
if you will. Just to our brand, too. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I wish you all the best with your launch. I cannot wait to hear more. Keep us posted as you develop your business.
Yes.
And I look forward to seeing the Women Pizza Panel.
Yes. Thank you so much.
I'm Colleen Constant with Project Pizza in Renton, Washington.
Okay, so you are a mobile business, correct?
Yes, we're a food truck.
Okay, now how did you get going into the pizza business, into a mobile?
Yes.
How did you start?
Well, I met my husband, and he's a professional chef who cooks all of our pizza, and he was working in a pizza restaurant at the time and asked if I'd be interested in getting a pizza bus, because we're a school bus, together. And that's kind of how we went from like restaurant to mobile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys build it out yourself or did you hire a company?
Yeah.
So how long was the build out process on a school bus?
It was about 3 weeks. It was completely gutted.
Okay.
Yeah. It was meant to be a mobile like RV type thing. So we just got a wood burning oven delivered to our house and put it in the back of a school bus and did all the things to bring it up to code. And then we were ready to rock.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So tell me about your business a little bit. Do you guys just pull up somewhere and stop, or are you doing mostly event? Like where are your customers coming from?
Yeah, so we mostly park at breweries. We'll do breweries, wineries. We do so many private events like farmers markets, festivals, food truck rallies, that type of thing. So it's mostly things that are scheduled. We do weddings, rehearsal dinners, private events, but we definitely move around.
Okay. Yeah. Now, how long have you had the business going for?
3 years.
3 years.
We originally started in Colorado in 2021, and that was 2 years, and we recently moved to the Seattle area, and we've been there for 6 months, and
Now, how does weather play into a factor in that area? Because, I mean, I think of Seattle area, and I think of rain, of course.
It is not as rainy as you are told.
Okay, great.
We actually were cooking from outside of our food truck in Colorado, and we bought a new bus and renovated it for Seattle.
Okay,
and now we cook inside.
I love it.
Yeah.
So tell me, what are your plans or kind of hopes as the business grows? What are you hoping to do with it?
Oh, we definitely want to get into a brick and mortar. We have a nonprofit. We do not take tips, and instead we take donations to our nonprofit.
Okay.
So our nonprofit funds grants for school gardens and it's food literacy. So we're going to take our school bus, give that to the nonprofit, and then be in a brick and mortar.
Awesome. You know what inspired you to get involved with that nonprofit?
Oh yeah.
Specifically.
Well, we created it. So it's Food Lit Foundation, but we were not taking tips, but we weren't doing anything in lieu of tips. And we had a lot of customers who were like, we want to give something to you in some way.
Okay.
And so we were like, hey, let's just do this nonprofit and give back to local schools and learning-based organizations.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that. So what brought you to Pizza Expo? It's not your first show, right?
It's not.
Right.
We were here last year. My husband is actually competing.
Oh, nice.
Last year, and we're doing it again tomorrow. But we are always searching for something. Like, we are always looking at ovens, and we're looking at brick and mortars, or ways to like be more sustainable, optimize our time. And that's why this expo is so great.
Absolutely.
Just every year there's new vendors with new technology and innovation, so that's why we show up.
That's amazing. Yeah. So what do you think it's going to take for you to transition from the bus into the brick and mortar? Like, when is that? When are you going to be able to pull the trigger? What is that essence that's like, okay, we've got it now, we're ready.
We are ready now.
You're ready now?
Yeah,
I love
it. We have several places we've been looking at, couple LOIs out there.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're just hoping someone takes a chance on us because we're a food truck, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people will just do food trucking forever.
Okay.
And so having someone really, like, take a chance on us, I think, is what it's ultimately going to take.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with being in the business for 2 years, what's the biggest thing that you've learned so far in the business? Like, what's the biggest, you know, advice that you received or that you learned?
Well, I have learned that food brings community together, like, especially pizza. People love it morning, evening, and lunchtime too. But I would say overall, I've learned I really like working for myself and being an entrepreneur.
Yes.
You can navigate where you go and how you want to go there and get back to the community, so it's really cool having a say in what happens.
That's amazing. Well, keep us updated on going into the brick and mortar because we want to hear all about that transition. And we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. It was great to meet you today.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Linda Ortega from Watsonville, California, and my business name is Fired Up Fresh. And I'm Abby Ortega, and we're business partners.
Excellent. Okay, so tell me a little bit about the concept of what you guys have going there in California.
Well, we are a mobile wood-fired catering business.
Uh-huh.
So we have a beautiful wood-fired oven on the trailer.
Okay.
And we do private events.
Awesome. Now, when you what type of private events are you currently doing that's sustaining your business?
We're doing mostly like weddings, rehearsal dinners, like celebration of life.
Okay.
Graduation parties, birthdays, we're there.
Yeah.
Bachelor parties.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm always curious because I know what a stressful environment weddings can be for people and receptions and things. You know, how are you able to, you know, make sure that you're on every time for those weddings? You know, because it's such a big day and you probably hear from the bridezillas if things aren't perfect. So how do you make it a perfect event?
Well, I try to put our client's mind at ease.
Yes.
And like reassure them that we got this and we're not going to be late. There'll be plenty of food for everyone.
Yes.
And it's just about like proper time management.
Absolutely. You know,
absolutely. As long as everything is scheduled, everyone knows what to do at the proper time, then it goes perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah, because everything is time, it has to be timed perfectly.
Yeah.
From the time that we arrive to the time that we set up to the time that we put the food on the table to when we clear those dishes to when there's dessert.
Yeah.
You know, everything has to be properly done.
Absolutely. Yes. Being in this type of environment where you're probably doing a lot of outdoor events and things, you know, how are you able to control those? What a uncontrollable environment. You know, you're dealing with weather, you're dealing with dough, you're dealing with things that, you know, typical folks are like, I'm not sure how we're going to manage with this. You know, how do you function with those kinds of things?
Well, Mother Nature is very unpredictable.
Exactly.
And the weather app is very handy to keep us, you know, knowing like what to foresee like what the weather is going to be like, you know, and if it's a cloudy, rainy day, then we bring up the tents, our waterproof.
Okay.
And we just go with the flow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now tell me about the business setup. Are you wanting to expand into other areas? Are you looking to just stay in the catering and just rock the catering environment?
Oh, right now we're rocking the catering environment pretty well.
Yeah.
We're pretty good. We're doing a good job. But in the future, you know, I do have a partner here that is really interested in opening up like a brick and mortar or like a little pizza cafe with some coffee.
Awesome.
You know? So that might be in the works of the future.
Absolutely. Tell us more about that. Go ahead.
We have tons of plans for Fired Up Fresh. So we're currently in the middle of a rebrand.
Okay.
So we're focusing most of our attention on that. But in the future, we're definitely thinking of providing more services, maybe doing like full service catering. Mm-hmm. So like rentals as well. Mm-hmm. Then yeah, I'd be brick and mortar potentially in the future. Our hometown, Watsonville, definitely has some, there's some room for a new pizza place, you know, food scene, it's getting there, but still a little bit lacking. So we hope to bring that to the table.
Awesome. You said you're currently going through a rebranding. What are you focusing on with that rebranding?
We're just changing up our look. We're changing up our logo, our colors. We are redoing our website.
Okay.
We are redoing our trailer, our menu. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's like pretty much we're wiping the slate clean and we're starting fresh. And we're really excited about it.
That's
we have a great
awesome.
Team working on it. And
Are you going
hoping
internal
to launch?
Or are you doing external for that rebranding? Are you keeping it? Are you guys doing it yourself or are you using an outside team to produce it for you?
We've had external help, but it's mostly been internal so far.
Okay.
And we're planning to launch around June of this year, right before our wedding season kicks off. It's our 8th anniversary in May.
That's awesome.
Yes. So we're gonna have.
So is that what kind of drove you to want to rebrand? Was the anniversary, or what kind of drove you to want to change things up and rebrand and refresh?
I can take that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about a rebranding because I just want like a fresh new look.
Yeah.
You know, and I just want to go like a brand new vibe.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
A brand new look, a brand new concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, change that up a little bit. And a whole like new menu and just offer like more services. Like, I want to keep up with the
clients
of mine.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so last question. What brought you to Pizza Expo this year? I know you're a veteran, you've been before.
Yes, I am.
What brought you to the show this year?
Well, actually, I almost missed this year.
Oh no.
But I have a fear of missing out. So
okay, that FOMO is strong.
Yeah, FOMO is strong in me. So I had to be here.
Okay, awesome.
And especially it being the 40th anniversary of the Pizza Expo, I didn't want to miss it.
Yeah, excellent. And I hope you guys have a great show. We're just getting started on Tuesday, so it's going to be fun.